NPR.
Stacey, the Federal Trade Commission is holding a workshop tomorrow.
I know, you're probably as excited as I am because, honestly, who does not love a good FTC workshop?
Sally Herships, you know I love an FTC workshop. I can't believe that I missed this one.
I know.
Second only to webinars in my heart.
Well, wait. Actually, there's something being discussed tomorrow that affects all of us. It's called dark patterns. And dark patterns refer specifically to sketchy retail strategies that occur online. Like, you know when you think you're signing up for a one-month subscription of something, and then suddenly and mysteriously, it turns out you have subscribed for a year?
This is like going on in like 20 different areas of my life. Yes.
That is a dark pattern.
Right. And of course, right now, dark patterns are on steroids. And the main reason is, of course, that they work so well. But also, because of the pandemic, everybody was shopping online all the time, and e-commerce sales grew by more than 40% last year. And because online retailers deal with so many customers at a time, even making just one tiny tweak, a dark pattern can double or even triple the sales of a company. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Sally Herships.
And today on the show, we peel back the creepy, crusty curtain of the internet and take a look at some of the most manipulative and sneaky online marketing strategies around dark patterns.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft Teams, helping Priority Bicycles transform the way they work. When the pandemic hit, they started doing virtual visits on Teams. Now people worldwide can come into their showroom. More at Microsoft.com/Teams. This message comes from NPR sponsor Burrow, a new kind of furniture company whose goal is to rid furniture shopping of all the frustration it used to cause. That's why every Burrow order ships free. Get $75 off at burrow.com/NPR.
Okay, Sally, so dark patterns. This sounds very menacing. And of course, these dark patterns can be incredibly expensive and destructive for consumers. But some of the most effective ones, they can begin with these tiny little traps. I mean, we're talking about the smallest of the small print on the internet. Take what happened to LaToya Stapleton.
LaToya lives in Dallas, Texas. She's a realtor. She's 43. And last summer, she was innocently shopping.
I was online looking to purchase new mattresses.
So mattresses, of course, can be super expensive, often like $1,000 or more. So LaToya was looking for a place that offered some financing so she could pay the mattress off over time. And she came across an ad from this company called American First Finance.
I got an ad display stating that they had multiple locations and easy payment plans.
So American First Finance is a website where you go to get credit. It doesn't sell mattresses, but you go there to arrange for a loan in case you want to buy something. So LaToya got herself approved for a loan, and the website lists stores where you can use the loan. And LaToya found the mattress she wanted, a pillow top queen size.
Nice.
And it was supposed to be available at this one store about 30 minutes away from her.
But actually going to the store to purchase the mattress was something totally different.
What happened next can only be described as a descent, Sally, into retail dark pattern hell.
They say, oh, you're not approved for this store. You're approved for another store.
The guy at the store tells LaToya she has to reapply for a loan for this specific location. He's going to have to call his supervisor. He has to run her credit check again. And the whole process takes hours. And also, the mattress, which is supposed to be available at the store, is not. And at this point, LaToya, she has paid a $300 deposit. And she's starting to get suspicious. She's like, you know what? I want to cancel this sale. But the guy tells her that is not possible. Refunds are not in the terms and conditions of the agreement that you signed.
But the dark pattern, the trap that LaToya got snared into, is a really common one. Almost any of us who shop online encounter it a lot. And Sally, you went to the website for American First Finance to check out this particular dark pattern.
It's true. I did. And in fact,
I brought a lawyer with me.
That seems like a very good idea.
And what happens if you scroll down to the bottom of the screen? Is there anything down there?
Lior Strahilovitz is a professor at the University of Chicago. He teaches law, technology, and consumer contracts. And we went to American First website, and there is this blue button in the middle of the page. It says, get $3,500 to shop anywhere. And next to that is a teeny, tiny star.
So stars like that are dark patterns.
It's like a footnote to the small stuff that, like, almost nobody ever reads. In this case, if you do scroll all the way down and read the small print, you will find this one line that says, quote, product is offered only to residents in the states where permitted by law, end quote. So, like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. I mean, that's why I brought a lawyer.
Good call, Hership. Good call.
I mean, like all of these things, it is difficult to tell. Lior says, here is what the retailer's playbook is.
Let's take the aspects of this deal that might not be so great for consumers, and let's make them smaller. Let's push them down to the bottom of the page, and let's put them in a, you know, light blue font against a dark blue background to where you really have to, you know, squint looking at the screen in order to even notice them.
There is a long list of dark patterns. Lior walked me through a couple of them. He says not all of them work on all of us, which is why there are so many strategies, like one with the very fabulous name of Roach Motel.
It's very easy to get into, but very hard to get out of.
So this one is a classic. It is when you sign up for what you think is just like 1 month subscription, but you don't realize that it automatically renews. But then if you want to cancel it, you have to click through all these screens, maybe make a phone call, possibly hand over your firstborn child.
Okay, the firstborn child thing, that is a little extreme.
A lot can happen in the fine print, Sally.
But wait, because you have to hear the next strategy Lior mentioned, because this one totally blew my mind. You know when you're shopping online for shoes? Okay, maybe summer's coming up, you're checking out a pair of sandals, but you're unsure. Maybe they look comfortable, maybe they don't. And all of the sudden, a message appears. Only one left in your size. Lior says there is a chance that number, it has no relationship to the actual number of shoes left in stock. Instead, it was created by a random number generator.
And it caused people who might otherwise say, oh, you know, I really like those shoes, but I'm going to go elsewhere and see if I get a better price, to just say, okay, now or never, got to go ahead and make that purchase.
Lior says that practice is clearly deceptive and, strictly speaking, illegal under the Federal Trade Commissions Act.
But all these other dark patterns, the FTC and the courts are now in the process of figuring out, are these strategies legal? I tried contacting American First to ask them to respond to the idea that their practices are dark patterns. I sent emails. I called. I did not hear back.
Well, Sally, they might not be ready to listen to and address complaints, but the government is. If you have something to say, if you have thoughts on dark patterns, or if you have been a victim of one, the FTC says it wants to hear from you. They are collecting comments now.
I have some comments. I'm going to be way more careful, especially when shoe shopping online.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable and fact-checked by Sam Tsai. The Indicator's edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR. I have several pairs of sandals that the FTC needs to answer for. Stat.
I'm Yoe Shaw.
I'm Kia Miakonatis.
We're the hosts of the NPR podcast, Invisibilia.
You can think of Invisibilia kind of like a sonic blacklight.
When you switch us on, you will hear surprising and intimate stories.
Stories that help you notice things in your world that maybe you didn't see before.
Listen to the Invisibilia podcast from NPR.